This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. And right now, at the start of the show, we have a little Han Solo. So we're going to play a game right now. We're going to play a game right now as we bring you in on ESPN Plus. And as you see, if you're watching on Plus, I'm by myself. But any moment now, bursting through that door like Kramer, is going to be Bart Scott. And there he is. And you always, everybody's got a New York traffic story to tell. And Bart Scott's going to have that story to tell once he gets all wired up. Get yourself wired up
well,
and everything
I'll tell
like
you,
that.
Man, it's really not even New York. It's New Jersey. River Road coming through Edgewater.
Yeah.
They got it down to one lane. So you got every, you know, River Road is already traditionally a crazy road. But now they have it merged to like from four for three to one. Crazy.
It's just funny that you like literally just as the show began, like at least your timing was right.
Because
I was about
to, about to
it's so funny. I was about, which I would expect you to do to me if I was late. I was about to play a game of we pick a time, like what time do you emerge and to see who wins, and then we could send somebody something.
Then I got some type of fire department stuff going on.
Yeah,
man.
Seaport's got is a lot of FDNY here.
And then you forget
those guys.
Then you forget what happens now when you look at it's warm outside. So now the traffic is back in New York.
Yes.
We forgot all about that.
Oh, I'm learning that every time I leave this show to head home.
It's like we
that, that commute home that used to be so easy is now back to being the commute it used to be, which is we're all living with that. And that's why we're here. We're here to entertain you. We're here to get you through traffic. If you were sitting in what River Road where Bart Scott was just stuck with all of you that are stuck there or trying to find a spot, as we know in New York. So I'm glad you're here, though, my man.
My pleasure. You know, I'm happy to be here. You know, right on time, right? We talk
right
about Ohio
time.
State 2.0.
Yes, let's see. So as we get into stuff today on the football side of things, as we edge closer to the draft, Justin Fields going to have his second. Ohio State's going to have a second pro day today, and Justin Fields will be on that that field. And you know, for Justin Fields, what he's trying to do is get people to stop putting that, I guess, the negative spin on his potential, where so many people just feel like, I don't know if he's everybody, like fans feel like he's got potential. But everything you hear from scouts tells you otherwise because they keep pushing other quarterbacks ahead of him. Now, at this pro day, according to Albert Breer of NFL Network, you've got the Niners, interesting, the Falcons, they pick at four, Panthers, who pick at eight, Broncos pick at nine, and the Patriots, who pick at 15, and the New York Jets at number two. Do your due diligence.
Gotta,
I mean, anybody that's like, well, why are the Jets there? Why are the Niners there? Why are the Falcons there? You've got to do your due diligence.
You've got to
show up. What else are you doing right now? Get there and evaluate and make sure. Because as we'll tell you in a couple minutes here, there's a lot of uncertainty all of a sudden now at the top. And I mean at the very top of this draft. which
on.
I don't know what to – I said it yesterday.
The Urban Meyer effect, come on.
I don't know what to trust anymore. I don't know what to trust anymore, Bart.
The disinformation period is among us.
It's we're getting crazy, we're
in the thick of it. And it's funny, man. It's like Sam Darnold. I just keep going back to that, right? And the Carolina Panthers are there. He's like, I'm 23. I'm 2 years older than this dude. Like, come on, man. Like, Kyle Trask is 23. He's the same age as Sam Darnold.
Right.
Like, yo, what do I have to do for them to make somebody love me? And, you know, that's what Justin Fields is trying to do. It's like, well, they're just not that into you. No matter what you can do, I don't think it's anything that he can do performance-wise on the football field today that is going to make him go above Zach Wilson. It seems like they've made their mind up, that the experts have made their mind up, that they're not going to go over the body of work and what this guy has played in a high-pressure situation, playing against a better competition, also going against teams like Alabama and Clemson, understanding that, yo, we love the Big Ten. But to be honest, we understand
SEC is the place where
and he was able to knock one off.
SEC is the G League of the NFL, basically.
Exactly. You know, the Big Ten, we always wonder, oh, well, have they made the adjustment to the speed needed to be able to compete against the teams in the SEC? And he went and he battled with them, and he was able to knock off Clemson, you know, with the presumptive number one quarterback. So it's nothing. What else could he do? He has the resume as far as on the field. What is he going to do? He's been practicing for 3 weeks about to try and duplicate the same throw. Like shot put. Like they're going to go, okay, we're going to practice specifically the same damn throw that Zach Wilson did, and I hope he don't overgrip the ball and throw a Peyton Manning wounded duck. Because then it's like, oh, see, we told you. We told you.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how, you know, you have different evaluations, and then a guy that we – every year. That's why I laugh at the fact that they say, oh, next year draft is not going to be a good one. Every year.
And then when
you
we
find
get to
somebody,
the pre-draft, it's like, right. Whoa, you got to trade up for this guy. Where you got to trade up for that guy.
Where was Burrow before he had that outstanding national championship
record-setting
performance? He was a transfer that was 24 years old. That's why he was able to smoke indoors, because he probably had, you know, he's a grown-ass man at 24, you know, smoking a cigar. Like, where was these guys at? Where was Carson Wentz? Where was, Jared Goff, we knew a little bit about. Where was, you know,
there's always the guys that later on start to emerge and you start talking about. Yeah, Josh Allen was somebody that was a bit on the radar the year before.
Like Trey Lance.
But going into his final year at Wyoming, it became, you got to watch this kid, which is why I watched him every Saturday night like an idiot, because, you know, I was a Jets fan and I thought maybe he'd be there. And right, Trey Lance now is on that. Zach Wilson is not somebody we were talking about a year ago. But you are talking about him now. So you're right. Each year, year to year, it changes.
I scoff at that fact.
But it's. I love how you said that. I scoff at that fact. But each year, though, when we get to the draft, we generally have a pretty good idea of who's going to go number one and who's going to, you know. And, you know, Trubisky kind of surprised us, right? That was a little bit of a surprise.
Ponder,
yeah.
Locker.
I mean, you know, Baker Mayfield, though, we kind of knew. Like, going into the draft, it's sort of like, it's definitely going to be Baker Mayfield. And even though some of us didn't want to believe it, it was definitely going to be Baker Mayfield, no matter what, as they say in the movie. But as we reach, and let me put out the number, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, of course, you can tweet at us at Barton Hahn, Twitter and Instagram. I guess it's silly season. I don't know what to put on it, but as I was paying attention to all the shows this morning, KJZ Get Up, and listening to what's now being said going into this draft, each day it gets a little crazier, right? So let's first go here. It starts with, remember, Randy Mueller.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, and his take, and this is, again, a former NFL executive of the year, and his take, this is, again,
his
all
take.
Along,
this is his take.
All along, we thought Trevor Lawrence put it in Sharpie, and then after that, we can start debating quarterbacks. But then Randy Mueller says this.
I just think he's further along in a pro scheme of development. He's going to throw people open. He throws a lot of balls that I think Trevor Lawrence will be able to throw and physically can throw in that system at Clemson. He just hasn't been forced to make those. So I just see a little more instinctive, ready to go right now in Zach Wilson. But I also think Trevor Lawrence has more upside, like I said, because of the physical skill set.
Again, that's Randy Mueller talking about Zach Wilson over Trevor Lawrence and him suggesting Zach Wilson is more ready for the NFL right now, that Trevor Lawrence, though, probably has the higher upside. So let's start there.
It continues?
It does continue. So remember, we thought Trevor Lawrence all along put it in Sharpie. Then we hear that and we're like, all right, I don't know if I want to believe that. But then we go to Chris Sims. And Chris Sims, of course, with NBC Sports,
come on, Chris,
was on the Adam Schefter podcast. Now,
he's a little hot.
I'm going to play what he said, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about Chris Sims' history when it comes to the draft. But Chris Sims.
Oh, you got receipts.
We got receipts. Chris Sims with Schefty talking about Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson at the top of the draft. Listen to this.
It's not an indictment on Trevor Lawrence. He's a really damn good football player. I'd love for him to be the quarterback of my football team. I just like Zach Wilson more. I look at Zach Wilson, and I think his high-end talent is greater than Trevor Lawrence, and I think he's got room to grow as a football player altogether.
So now Chris Sims is telling you, I like Zach Wilson over Trevor Lawrence, which pretty much just erases everything that we have been led to believe about this draft and about Trevor Lawrence.
About our eyeballs.
Right. Now, let me now give you the receipts. Because Adam Schefter on the podcast did also give these receipts, so we took notes. In 2017, before the draft, Chris Sims said he liked, over Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson, his favorite quarterback in that draft, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Okay. In 2018, before the draft, who did he like instead of Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold?
Lamar Jackson
okay. and Josh Allen. In 2019, he liked Kyler Murray, but really it was Kyler Murray or Daniel Jones, right? All right. Last year, he loved Joe Burrow. But after Joe Burrow, who did he like next?
Justin Herbert. Okay.
Instead of Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, suck for the duck.
All right. So now he's saying he likes Zach Wilson instead of over Trevor Lawrence. And again, it's not saying Trevor Lawrence is going to suck.
Right.
It's just I like this guy better. So when I give you at least that, Bart, knowing that Chris Sims has kind of got a little track record now, this is not a hot take. This is not some guy that's just throwing something out there. This is a guy that's had a track record of being correct on quarterbacks. Does it change your mind now after hearing what he said? Don't look at me like that.
Not at all, man, because even a blind squirrel finds a damn nut.
Three times?
I mean, Mahomes isn't like, yo, it was a lot of people that liked Patrick Mahomes.
But
right?
no one. But,
it was like, well, yo, what for me about Mahomes was the fact that they thought, what system did he play in? You know, it's that spread, wide, you know, air raid type of system.
Yep.
Like, so it wasn't that he didn't. I mean, because remember the game that him and Baker Mayfield had. You know, Oklahoma and Texas, Texas Tech, you know, when they both threw for over 500 yards, like 1,000 yards in total offense on both sides. You know what I mean? So I get that. And I mean, Lamar Jackson, I just don't see it. And, you know, I understand that he played quarterback. But listen, I can't ignore what I've seen for 3 years from Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just haven't seen enough of Zach Wilson to say, hey, that's a sure thing. I mean, that is a fireball offense, right? Jacksonville has no choice. Like, everybody was tanking for this guy. They have no choice.
You're right.
They can go against the grain if they want to. They can say, hey, we're smarter than everybody. We know what we're looking at. But I just don't see you risking it on a guy, one, that has health issues. Two, you're going to a team that you're not going to be very good on, and they can't protect you. Right? So, like, you can look bad really early, and that can beat it out of you. Now, the good thing is, if you go to Jacksonville, nobody's going to be paying attention or watching anyway. So you can suffer in silence and get better in silence, and you don't have the pressure of what New York is going to bring to you. But I just don't see it. I just think the ability of Trevor Lawrence to be able to grow into his body, to end up being a 6'6", mobile, 240-pound, 35-pound quarterback, he'll stack 20 on in 2 years as he becomes a grown man and stop eating in the cafeteria and start eating, you know, well, I know Clemson probably got lobster and steak, all that good stuff too. But he'll start eating a little bit better, and he'll start being a full-time athlete. I just like everything about Trevor Lawrence, what he's able to do. If he loved Justin Herbert, and I know he says he likes Trevor Lawrence, he just thinks that Zach Wilson's better. If you like Justin Herbert, what do you think that Trevor Lawrence is going to do? Because he's built similar, and his track record is just as polished and as good, if not even better, with the national championship. The similar body type, he's even more mobile than that of Justin Herbert. I just see him as like the perfect blend between the past and the present. He's Drew Bledsoe with the ability to run like a Josh Allen.
All right, three things to me about any draft picks, and this also to me, this is for quarterbacks and this is for top 10 picks in the NBA. To me, it's about location, situation, and education.
Yeah.
It's about the team you go to, the structure of that team, like how they are built. Do they have pieces that can help you win now?
Yep.
And then, of course, education, I mean coaching. Do you have coaches there that can make you better?
Right.
That they're not just going to take you and say, you got to be great now. No. Are they good enough? Because that's what, like, Kansas City was all of that for Mahomes.
Yeah.
Location, situation, and education.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's important. Josh Allen. Same thing. Sam Darnold, the opposite of that.
Bad. Yeah.
Right? Location, where he's going to New York, where there's all this intensity. You got to be great right away.
Right.
Right? Situation, they were not built to win. And education, he had terrible coaching with Adam Gase.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's why it failed. So I think those are the three big things. It also works in the NBA. But let me read you a quote. Because, by the way, the silliness, it gets worse.
I want to know the Mac Jones. I want to see his Mac Jones take.
All right. You want to go there? Okay.
I want the Mac Jones
I wanted take. To read this because we were talking about Trevor Lawrence. Again, we'll get to the calls in a moment.
Because I need to see if he is a raging idiot or is like, can I put credibility to what he said before? You
right.
say one smart thing,
I'll
one
make
dumb
that.
Thing.
All right. So, but this I want to get your take on. There's a Sports Illustrated cover story now coming out on Trevor Lawrence. The key quote that they are promoting, he said this: I'm passionate about what I do, and it's really important to me, but I don't have this chip on my shoulder. I can't manufacture that. I don't want to.
Okay. So
does that bother you? I wouldn't want to hear that if I'm a team. No, no, you better come in this league with a chip. You better come in this league with something to prove.
That doesn't mean he has anything to prove, but he doesn't have this anger because he hasn't been doubted, right? So he's always, you know, he was the best.
Yeah, he's been the golden boy.
Yeah, and let me see. So when he went to Clemson, he didn't have a chip on his shoulder. How did that work out? Worked out good.
Yeah,
he's still the number one pick. Yeah. So not everybody has to be angry. You know, I know the majority of us are underdogs, but some people are just the best and the best. What, did LeBron have a chip on his shoulder? No. He was the best. He was the king, and he came in.
LeBron came in with a lot of expectations.
Yes, a lot.
And that's the amazing story of LeBron is the fact that he was able to actually live up to them, which I don't think in the history of sports, name me someone else who came in with that high of expectations, called the next one.
Nobody.
The chosen one. Maybe Sidney Crosby.
Right.
Sidney Crosby might be the other answer to that question of a player who came into the league at such a young age, 18, 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
and was anointed the next superstar of your sport and lived up to it.
No,
I can't think of another one.
LeBron's the only one that I can think of that has exceeded expectations. Zion hasn't exceeded those expectations yet. Like, it's a lot of players that came in that was supposed to be the one. And, you know, but the thing is, LeBron maybe had a lot of expectations of himself. I don't know if he had a chip. How can you have a chip when everybody's calling you the chosen one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not a chip. That's,
well,
you know what I'm saying? That's
he put that tattoo on his own back.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's expectation. But nobody was doubting that he would. Everybody was saying that he was the one.
You're supposed to be the one. But you know what happens when you
again? Jeffrey had a chip when he was from getting cut. He carried that chip.
Everybody always
LeBron
had some.
Never,
Tom Brady still has that chip as a 6-round pick that nobody thought could be anything. Tom Brady still has that, even to this day.
Yeah, but my homeboy.
That usually is what motivates people. It's what made you great.
But then my homeboy, was he pissed off? He got picked in the first round. He was the third quarterback.
10th pick? You don't think a little something?
10th pick from Texas Tech. Like, yeah, you know.
All right, so let's get this now. This is Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and I make this Straight Talk because it's Lewis Riddick saying it. If it was anyone else saying it,
okay, now
I would flip this table over.
He got strict credit with it.
But it's Lewis Riddick. We love Lewis Riddick. Like, we respect Lewis Riddick. I want Lewis Riddick running my team.
Okay.
If you're a Giants fan, that should be your next GM, should be Lewis Riddick.
Okay.
So when he says it, I listen to it and I go, he must know something. He clearly does. And this is Lewis Riddick talking about Mac Jones and what he's hearing from quarterback evaluators, GMs, and coaches about the Alabama quarterback.
Some very, very, very smart quarterback tutors and former offensive coordinators who coached at a very high level in the NFL have told me they believe Mac Jones is the best quarterback in this draft. Not just one that needs to be in the mix or that deserves to be in the mix outside of Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence, but they believe as though ultimately he's the best quarterback. What
do I make of that? Yeah. It's Lewis Riddick. How am I going to criticize Lewis Riddick and the information he's getting from people? I can't, but it makes no sense.
We're not criticizing Lewis. We criticize the people that told that to Lewis.
But yeah, but he didn't believe them. If it was people that he thought were scrubs, like I don't trust your evaluation. He's saying really good people.
Listen, it was people, good people on both sides, right? That thought that Ryan Leaf was the goods.
Mm.
They it was a real conversation. Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
Real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Jamarcus Russell, greatest pro day that Mel Kiper's ever seen, right? That's why he loves pro day so well. That's why he puts so much stock.
That's why he hates him now.
Right? So listen, you can't predict what's in somebody's chest.
Yeah.
You can't predict what motivates people. That you can't predict 5 years out what somebody's going to be, how they're going to attack, you know, the environment in which they're in. You can't. You listen. There's a lot of number one 5-star recruits that come into college that we never hear from. It's some that are no stars that we hear from.
Yeah.
So like we're all projecting like the trajectory of where we think these young men can go. Can Mac Jones end up being the next Tom Brady? Maybe. Do I believe so? Probably not. Because listen, for everyone that kind of exceeds the expectations, the Russell Wilsons, guys that change their stripes, that become superstars that we never see coming, it's a million and one mm-hmm. that were supposed to be stars. They become straight up bums. I told you I played with half of them. Mm-hmm. So like, listen, one day somebody's going to be the first or the next Alabama quarterback to play and to be able to say, okay, well, it's not just about playing at a pro team with all those good weapons. I'm a great quarterback. I just don't think Mac Jones is that one. And if they believe so, then so be it. We're going to be proven right. Somebody's going to be proven wrong. We'll find that out. That's why we have to wait. That's the tough part. We want to answer right now. Kyle? I'm telling you, he may have success early on when he goes to Shanahan because they're a team that's ready to win now. They have a lot of young, good talent. But I don't know, when you look at it over the long haul, who's going to be the best quarterback out of this draft. But Mac Jones wouldn't be the one that I'm picking to be the chosen one from this draft that we look back. How do we miss out on him? Well, I don't think he's going to become Patrick Mahomes. How do we miss out on him? Come on, man.
It's all about, again, location, situation, education. And they have all three in San Francisco.
Right now.
They have all three.
Right now.
They have the coach. They have a system. He could thrive in it. They might look at him and think that he's perfect for what we want to do.
Kid Matt Ryan.
The defense, all that. Like, you think about it again. Location, situation, education. The Niners have all of that. Does Jacksonville? No.
No.
Do the Jets?
No.
No. So?
So he'll be successful, first of all. But just
the Niners might have that, and that might be where the best situation is, and that quarterback, whoever they take, might have the most success.
We'll based on that. Can we continue this when
we
come back? I know
we're
against the break. We'll continue this when we get back.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too much meat on his bone.
All right,
it's just hanging. We only took a little nibble.
There's so much here, and we want to get to your call certainly as well. That was Straight Talk brought to you at Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Again, if it was anybody else, other than Louis Riddick, I would have flipped
it. He didn't say it. He regurgitated it.
The table over, Bart, because I've had it already with this draft. I mean, he's got 2 weeks to go. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get to your calls. Certainly want to get you involved in this conversation of what we're hearing. Also, on the NBA front, the new format, playoff format in the NBA is something that we all think is a great idea. It could be a lot of fun, except for one superstar and one owner who have spoken out. Against it. Who is it? We will discuss all that coming up again. Your calls. Bart and Hom, we're just getting started on a very busy and traffic-filled Wednesday.
It's crazy out there, man.
But
now you want to fill the potholes, really? Now you want to fill them at 2 o'clock at night.
Again, Bart and Hom, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hom.
This year, it's like, no, it's Trevor Lawrence and then everybody else.
So Trevor Lawrence is considered can't miss, et cetera, et cetera. And I get it. But Mac Jones is really the one that's most interesting to me right now.
Mac Jones is going to be the riser in this draft.
The Jets and Zach Wilson is a marriage that I think makes all sorts of sense beginning in 2021.
If we could just get to the draft.
911 is a joke.
Stop the madness.
Bart, get up, get down.
Alan Hom, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. So reports now are that Jadeveon Clowney is signing a one-year deal with the Browns. So you add him now to that defense.
Need some availability. You know, they got the personnel. I mean, you think about Sheldon Richardson on the offensive line. You think about Myles Garrett. You think about outside, Ward, all the great corner play they have. Just don't have no inside linebackers. Mm. I mean, they have to get a linebacker to stop the run because they couldn't stop the run even with that great defensive line.
So what we have now always is we're getting ready for the draft, which isn't until April 29th, is we're just talking about the quarterbacks in this draft and how – Justin Fields is part of Ohio State's second pro day today, and of course what he's trying to do is change the narrative about him and what people think of his expectations in the NFL, because while a lot of fans think that he really does look the part, there's a lot of people, prognosticators and evaluators, who don't see him as one of the top quarterbacks in this draft. Doesn't mean he's going to be a terrible quarterback, but they just see other quarterbacks better. And then we thought Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be that guy, but even Trevor Lawrence now is finding out that people are questioning whether he's even the best quarterback available, because you're hearing from experts who say Zach Wilson is better. Chris Sims said that. And then you have Louis Riddick telling us that he's hearing from people that they think Mac Jones has just everything you need for a quarterback to be the best in this draft as well. So there's just so many questions, so much confusion. And, of course, that leads to a lot of different opinions. So let's get yours. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania to start us off. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Really quick, this whole Trevor Lawrence thing, they're just trying to create a narrative to literally create, you know, hype about it. I mean, there's two quarterbacks that outplayed Trevor Lawrence. One was Joe Burrow. One was Justin Fields. For some reason, Justin Fields fourth. I don't understand why, but it is what it is by all experts. But going back to another person that lived up to the hype, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you know what, Matt, and thanks for saying that. I got a couple of tweets about it. I probably should have specified I meant in team sports. You know, like when we're talking about LeBron, we're talking about Sidney Crosby. I wasn't quite thinking of individual sports where somebody who came up as a very young talent. In tennis, you see it, you know, we've seen it over the last 30 years where young phenoms have really lived up to the hype, especially in women's tennis. But Tiger Woods, certainly in golf, has been that guy and certainly was that guy. I meant team sports because in team sports, it's much different because you've got to get to the right team. You know, live up to the hype right because system. Of the team. The team's got to do things around you. When you're in an individual sport, you control everything. And so it's a little bit different, although, of course, it's still pretty incredible. Let's go now to Kevin in Chicago. Kevin.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So my question is, in regards to the draft, the 49ers were so high on trying to get Deshaun Watson from Houston, and then that whole thing blew up in their face. So they traded up those multiple picks to get up to 3 for that draft pick, possibly to take a quarterback. And now with the Aaron Rodgers thing that's blowing up in Green Bay, is it possible that San Francisco can go back in time and make them and clear up the mistakes that they made so many years ago, taking Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers back then? Trade those.
It's too late now.
Trade that pick number 3 and then get that and try and get Aaron Rodgers.
See, nobody's.
Whoa, you hear this though? Like you hear what he's saying though?
I understand that. But
is to trade the 3 pick to Green Bay to get Aaron Rodgers? Like it that's aggressive, but. Like, see what he's saying? The Niners, as you remember, all those years ago, passing on Aaron Rodgers, going with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So he's saying make up for that mistake
remember,
by going for it now with that defense, with that system, with that team. Bring him back home. Bring him back to the Bay Area, to Northern California.
You definitely would have to get rid of Jimmy G, so you probably trade Jimmy G to the Patriots.
Well, no. Why wouldn't you put the pick end? Because the Packers – oh, no, they have Jordan Love.
You would probably be a multiple thing. First step, you would probably have to trade Jimmy G to New England and maybe get a 2.
Would you do that for a 37-year-old quarterback?
To win 2 Super Bowls back-to-back, potentially? Yes, I would. I mean, because who cares? Like, you got to get the ones that you want. You win 2 Super Bowls, you're flirting with being like a Hall of Fame coach. But, you know, that's what I thought
initially. If you're the Packers, would you do that?
For the number 3? Yeah. But see, the thing is.
What would you do there? Would you take a quarterback?
You would need number 3 and more, right?
Oh,
you would need, like, the number 3. You're giving up the MVP. So you would need a number 3, and I would need, like, the same thing they gave up to move up there, the next 3.
Give me those picks
back.
I would
need that, too, but you don't got them.
But think about it, though. I mean, if you're Green Bay, I mean, this might be insane, right? I'd love to get Riddick's take on this. It might be insane, but if you really think about it, if you're the Packers,
I thought that's
if you got
they were
the
doing
3 pick and, right, think about it now. You have Jordan Love, you got time now to see what he can be, but the 3 pick, you could take another quarterback and now have these 2 guys and figure out which one of them.
You know what?
Is that really that crazy of an idea?
I would want the number 3 and Jimmy G because I need Jimmy G to kind of be in front of Jordan Love because I don't think Jordan Love is ready. And then I'll trade Jimmy G the next year.
Right.
To somebody because
Jordan Love's been there for a year now.
He's on the sit 2
so
years.
You're a franchise.
We know he's going to sit this year again anyway.
But you're a franchise that got to the NFC Championship game and actually should have won the game.
Yeah.
They should have won the game. So you're a and you're going to now just pull the plug completely to get out of Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think they want to get out of Aaron Rodgers. They don't know what they want to do.
They know what they want to do. They don't want all that dead cap. That's what they don't want.
But they're stuck.
He doesn't know what he wants.
But if you trade him, it's no dead cap. The dead cap goes on. Yeah, it could be. It could be.
I do think there's some kind of stipulation.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
The caller just sent this down a completely different place. So I was just really curious about
that. Let's go. We went through the little plumber thing like Mario Brothers.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, it's just something. Sometimes that does happen. All right, let's go with Jonathan in L.A. Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? First of all, I love the show. I'm a truck driver from Los Angeles, and I keep going back and forth. I put my AirPods on, and I love the show.
Thank you.
First of all, I appreciate you bringing in goods from the West Coast to the East Coast for us, man.
There you go. There you go, man. So, hey, Bart, well, first of all, for you guys, what do you guys think about Trey Lance going to the Falcons? I got a feeling that he's going to be the next Russell Wilson. And third of all, Bart, I got to get, I can't wait. I told, my suegra, while Mexican, she told me, like, oh, yo, you got to put barbecue in right there. And I was like, yo, this Sunday?
I give it to you only because you bringing that good produce from the West Coast to the East Coast, man. And I'm on a good diet right now.
Ready? From your chest.
You got to ask me something.
Hey, Bart, next week, on to Pittsburgh.
I don't know. I can't do it. It can't be the original. Yeah, you got to talk about Taco Tuesday or something. Like, was tacos good yesterday or something?
Okay, all right. Well, no, how are you going to say can't wait to tacos good?
Can you wait till next Tuesday?
I'll tell you what. Hey, Bart, I'm going to meet you tomorrow for lunch.
Can't wait. Yes. I can't wait for Alan to meet me, man. I'm going to get a ham and cheese omelet, wheat toast. No wheat toast. I've got too much corn fructose in it. Baked healthy food.
Oh,
hello, Fresh.
We have more calls to get to. We promise we will. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. This is Bart and Hahn. We're coming to you live.
He's at the gas station.
From above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Go to my IG. It's a beautiful day out today. Resplendent. And I took a picture from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 of the Brooklyn Bridge. It was so nice. Go to my IG, Ahan MSG.
You know what that caller did for us?
What do you do?
We can ask Donald Driver.
Yes, we can. Donald Driver is going to join us at 1 o'clock. So we've got more to do there. But we got more calls to get to, more conversation to do as well. But first, Bart has this from the Home Depot.
Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either. The Home Depot best prices of the season are already here in-store, online, and store-wide. Get a 40-volt powered Ryobi string trimmer for just $159. And more spring savings on everything from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring it on, spring. And bring on spring savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doers.
Valid through April. It's almost over. April 18th, 2021. But you guys knew that. While supplies last. Your calls after this. We'll be right back.
Bart and Hahn. Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So making moves? How about the Dallas Mavericks? At least trying to make moves to stay out of the 7-10 play-in. They currently are in the seventh spot in the Western Conference. I believe it's a game and a half out of the sixth spot, which is ideal, of course. It means you don't have to play in the new NBA play-in. But it's interesting that because they're in this situation right now, and they lost a couple of games here, that Luka Doncic spoke out about the idea of playing the 7-10 play-in, which up until now seemed to be a really good idea that everybody was behind.
Obviously, we're trying to get the sixth seed. I don't understand the idea of playing. You play 72 games to get in the playoffs, and then maybe you lose two in a row and you're out of the playoffs. So I don't see the point of that. But we're just trying here to get to the sixth spot, and I think that's our goal right now.
Okay.
Maybe even more than sixth spot.
So right now the Mavericks are, after losing two in a row, a game and a half behind Portland, who also has lost two in a row, for the sixth spot. And the sixth spot would be ideal, Bart, right? Because then you don't have to deal with the 7-10. The 7-10 works like this, if anybody doesn't know. Yep. Seven plays eight. It's like about 4 days before the playoffs begin, they'll do a couple of games here. So seven will play eight. The winner gets seventh. Nine will play 10. The winner of that, now that's San Antonio and Golden State. The winner of that would then play the loser of the 7-8 game, and that would then decide who gets 8. So it gives 9 and 10 two chances. You have to win twice to get 8. The loser of 7-8, you basically the 7-8 teams, you get two chances just to win one. So you have the advantage. Now keep in mind, too, the Pelicans are one game out of 10th behind the Warriors. Now it's not only Luka, that's not happy about it. I know you're shocked to hear that after Luka said what he said, Mark Cuban then also talked about it, and he also said he didn't like the fact that they're doing the 7-10 play-in. He said rather than playing for a playoff spot and be able to rest players as the standings become clearer, teams have to approach every game as a playoff game to either get into or stay in the top six, since the consequences, as Luka said, are enormous. So players are playing more games, more minutes, in fewer days. So I reached out to Mark, known him for a long time, and I just said to him, isn't that really what we're supposed to do here? Like, the idea is you want these games to matter. You don't want to be resting players late.
Right.
Who's buying tickets? Who's watching on TV for that? You want more markets engaged. You got Zion still in the story, even though he's at his team's in 11th in the West.
Right
now, you'd be like, he's out. Like, Zion's not making the playoffs. But now instead,
they start resting him, and then people who buy tickets are being cheated because it's like,
well, or anybody watching games.
Yeah,
you know, anybody watching these games.
So let's just hope we can get a better lottery pick if we get in the lottery.
So I felt like I wanted to get a clarification from him. And he did. He told me that in a normal season, it's amazing. But this isn't a normal season. Remember, they're only playing 72 games,
okay.
And they're also under a lot of protocols. There are a lot of back-to-backs. It's a tighter schedule just so they can get a schedule in. So he said, when you spread out across a normal period of time, it's exciting and engaging for players and fans, he told me. But then he said, the problem is that we have a play-in. The problem is, in so few days, combined with COVID restrictions, makes it really difficult mentally and physically for players and staff. That clarification, okay, now I understand why you don't like it, but it's agreed upon. And here's the thing. If I'm Luka, why would you say that? Because you make it sound like you're not confident in your team.
I tell you what. I hope that they finish 10th strictly so they can opt out. Go ahead, opt out. You finish 10th. Don't play the play-in game. Opt out. And give the Knicks that lottery pick. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, if they lose.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
think about that. If they lose and don't get into the top eight, if they lose in the play-in, the Mavericks would yield. They still are yielding their first-round pick, but that first-round pick becomes a lottery pick.
My point.
The New York Knicks had that pick because of the Kristaps Porzingis deal. So anyway, I wanted to clarify that because what Cuban said makes sense about the season, but obviously the play-in lives on, and so does the show. Coming up next, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.